Hi there. My name is Rory Clark. I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons will introduce you to God and will make you aware of some of His attributes. To help you remember the Lord's attributes, we'll use the Creator Clock to help you recognize a few of the many things that are unique about your Creator. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator Clock? It is 4 o'clock. Today's lesson, God is fair. Kids are always saying, no fair. And I used to laugh when my kids would say it, no fair. And I used to tell them that all unfairness begins at home, and the perpetrator of most unfairness is your parents. Well, I wanted to prepare them for a world that they were about to enter, because many things are unfair in the world that we live in, but God is always fair. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 says, therefore the Lord Jesus Christ longs to be gracious to you. He waits on high to have compassion on you, for the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are those who depend on Him. So from the human perspective, people tend to think that they are being treated fairly when they get exactly what they think they deserve in any situation. And I thank God that He doesn't treat me in the way that I deserve to be treated. In Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4, the Lord says, behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul who sins will die. You see, if God were being completely fair, all of us would be dead. Justice demands that sin is punishable by death. And Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So all of us really deserve to be dead. And if God were really treating us in a fair manner, He would kill everyone who sins. And that would be really bad for us. Well, what does it mean that God is fair? To many, it doesn't always seem that God is fair. It doesn't seem fair when some children die at birth while some don't. It doesn't seem fair that some people have crippling diseases through no fault of their own while others don't. It doesn't seem fair that some people come from abusive homes and some don't. It doesn't seem fair that some were born in poverty-stricken areas of the world while others weren't. It doesn't seem fair that some people live with people who rebel against God and against faith, and some don't. It doesn't seem fair that some people live dysfunctional lives while others don't. It doesn't seem fair that some around the world are being severely persecuted for their faith, tortured, killed, ruined financially, even sold into slavery, while some others aren't. And it especially seems unfair when we see people in the world or in our periphery who are experiencing the exact opposite of the unfair things that we encounter. And it could lead us to believe that God is out to get us. But Romans chapter 2, verse 11 says this, for there is no partiality with God. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 said, opening his mouth, Peter said, I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality. In God's eyes, all creatures are created equal. All creatures are treated as equals. But clearly, all creatures don't have the same circumstances. I can remember when I was a kid, to say I come from humble means would be an understatement. I grew up in abject poverty. And I never really said it out loud, but I always thought that it was a bit unfair that I had to work hard for everything I got while others around me, especially the rich kids that I went to high school with, seemed to have everything handed to them. I didn't learn until graduate school how fortunate I was that I had to develop work ethic. In my first year of graduate school, I earned a graduate dean's fellowship. My tuition was paid for, and I got a monthly stipend of $295. The only condition of the fellowship was that for the first time in my life, I could not hold a job. I hated every minute of it. I couldn't wait until it was over. Why? Because I took a pay cut. I learned that the freedom to do whatever I wanted, the freedom to earn as much as I wanted was much more fun and much more profitable. So it seemed that working for everything was a curse, but really it was actually a blessing. God is fair because he is judicial in all of his dealings with us. No one gets away with anything. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap." And while we don't control the universe, nor do we always control our circumstances, an omnipotent God always makes sure that we get a fair shake. Just like when you go before a judge in a court case, God is always weighing both sides of an issue and is always making sure that you are treated in a fair manner. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4 says, "The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just, a God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he." Better than simply being fair, however, God is always looking to give you an advantage. In addition to being fair, God is merciful. God is gracious. Romans chapter 9, verses 14 to 16 say this, "What shall we say then? There's no injustice with God, is there? Absolutely not. May it never be. For the Lord says to Moses, 'I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.'" Romans 9, 16. "So then, it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but it depends on God who has mercy. When we fail, God always gives us another chance. Not only does God have mercy, but God also forgives. Psalm 32, verse 1 says, "How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." God the Father, in what could easily be seen as the ultimate showing of unfairness to his own Son, sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die on a cross, poured out the sins of all mankind onto his back, directed his wrath toward those sins, thus toward his Son, and in so doing, made it possible for the Father to be a little more than fair to us, to give us grace when we make mistakes. If we're to be fair to the Lord Jesus Christ, if we're to return his loving kindness, we have to say that it is his right to call the shots in our lives since he created us and since he created the universe by giving us all different circumstances. Romans chapter 9, verses 20 and 21 say this, "Who are you, O man, who answers back to God? The thing molded will not say to the molder, 'Why did you make me this way?' will it?" Romans 9, 21, "Or does not the potter have the right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common use?" God demonstrates his fairness most by giving people with different circumstances an equal shot, especially an equal shot at salvation. John chapter 3, verse 16. God the Father loved the world unconditionally, and he loved all mankind so much that he gave his uniquely born Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that so whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Finally, God doesn't create every one of your circumstances. If you get cancer from smoking, for example, you can't say God made that happen. Sometimes the things that happen in this world are from the source of you, or sometimes from the source of Satan, God's enemy. And just because the Lord is fair enough to let them happen because he gave you and all creatures free will, he isn't always the cause. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 4 o'clock. God is fair. So if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have 2 different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. If you like these lessons, share them with your friends. If you like these lessons, feel free to help us financially so that we can keep providing these lessons free of charge to people all over the world. Thanks very much to those of you who have helped so far. And when you give, do it because you've been given to. Not because you have to give, but because you want to give. And keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.